Now, on the other side of the border, the Taliban in Pakistan appear to be on the defensive. The challenge for Pakistan's government and military is how to consolidate some recent gains, which, according to Pakistanis, may not be as easy as it sounds. As NPR's Philip Rees reports, there are divisions over what tactics should be used against the militants.
The enemies of the Taliban in Pakistan haven't had much good news in the last few years. August's turning out to be a good month. The militant network has lost its leader, Bayatullah Massoud. Few now doubt Massoud was killed in a U.S. missile strike on August 5th. Pakistani officials say this week they also caught two of Massoud's top men. These days, Pakistan's government ministers are striking a new, more strident tone.
We will go to every area to clear our territory of terrorists.
That's Pakistan's foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi. He's speaking during this week's visit to the capital, Islamabad, by the U.S. envoy Richard Holbrooke.
We will approach every area in Pakistan, frontier regions or anywhere, where the writ of the state is challenged.
But will Pakistan really do that? If so, when? These questions lie at the core of a debate now going on in Pakistan. Bayatullah Massoud ran Pakistan's Taliban network out of his headquarters in South Waziristan, in the mountains close to the Afghan border. Pakistani intelligence officials claim the militants are fighting amongst themselves over who should replace Massoud. Some analysts say the Pakistani military should exploit this by launching a big military ground offensive into South Waziristan before Massoud's thousands of fighters have time to reorganize.
They must do it immediately.
Professor Kadim Hussain is an expert on Pakistan's tribal belt and the militants who operate in it. He doesn't believe there's serious disarray among the Taliban following Massoud's death. Hussein says the militant network tends to recover remarkably quickly from such setbacks.
We should not underestimate their intelligentsia, their organizational structure, and their ideological position. That has always proved to be very, very strong.
That's why it's crucial for Pakistan's military to act quickly, Hussein says. Others say a military offensive would only unite the militants. They argue it's better to let them fight amongst themselves and then move in later. The head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, visited Pakistan this week. America wants Pakistan to press on rapidly with its war on the militants. The Pakistanis say their military hasn't got the equipment it needs. Shortly before Petraeus arrived, a Pakistani general, Nadeem Ahmed, declared it would take Pakistan months to prepare for a ground offensive in South Waziristan. Ahmed listed some of the equipment he says his army lacks, from night vision goggles to helicopters. Security analyst Saad Mohammed, a retired Pakistani brigadier, says helicopters are a big factor.
The limited number of Cobras that we have now, they're aging also because they've been in operations continuously for the past so many months. Plus the lift capability, we require helicopters for lifting troops. So probably Waziristan will have to wait because of the air assets, especially army aviation assets.
Some in Pakistan favor waiting. This summer, it only took Pakistan's army a few weeks to drive the Taliban out of most of Swat Valley in northwest Pakistan. Tariq Fatemi, a leading Pakistani commentator and retired diplomat, believes the militants in South Waziristan are a different proposition.
They are much better trained there. They have more foreign fighters with them there. They have far better arms and weapons with them. And their defenses are more difficult to identify and destroy.
Fatemi thinks a Pakistani military offensive alone would be a mistake. He wants to see a combination of economic and political initiatives and covert operations.
I think this is a very good opportunity for the intelligence agencies of Pakistan to further the infighting amongst the Taliban so that if a few more could be eliminated, others made to give up, and then the rest could scatter.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.